So summing up then, what does prophecy do for us? Simply, it gives you a purpose. You're no longer drifting along backwards and forwards with the ebb and the flow of the tide. You're not directionless. You have a direction in the spirit. You may not have a direction to look at where you're going, like go to India, go to America. That's not the sort of direction. Your direction is towards his heart. Your climb is up the mountain of God. Your climb and your journey is all about getting into the heart of God, into such a deep place that people will think you'll never get back. So how are you doing on your climb into his heart? Are you taking the long route, the scenic route, going round and round and round? Or are you looking for the critical path, the quickest way up the mountain, for running, not strolling? Only you can answer that. But sooner or later, he will invade your life in such a way that he will say, sweetheart, you've got to learn to run. And then you need shoes with spikes on so that you get some grip on the road and you really begin to track with him. So maybe it's time to sit down and think, I'm just going nowhere here. I need to get into alignment with you, Father. I need to track with what you're tracking with in my life. So please, can you show me what prophecy you want to work on right now? We have to follow his agenda, sweet ones. We cannot follow our own, because he won't come with us on our map. He's got the map. We've got to get into alignment with him and on the road that he travels. Otherwise, we'll intend to go to Birmingham and end up at Crewe, as the old song says. God bless you as you find your way marks today. Amen.